Welcome. We at Mount Zion's Missions Barbados Four Square Church with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory to hear the powerful word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the word of God.
A very blessed good morning to listeners in Barbados, across the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being heard this morning on a beautiful day. Praise God. It's always our pleasure and I'm always full of excitement to be able to come to you Friday mornings at 11:30 to share with you the word of God, to bless you with the word of God, to share with you the mind of God, to let you know that despite what we're seeing, despite what we're hearing, God is still in control of Barbados. And that encourages me, and it should encourage you, because sometimes when you look around and you hear of the numbers of homicides in our country, and you hear of the sudden deaths, and you hear of all the evils and people being robbed or senior citizens being taken advantage of, you wonder, what's happening? Things are so dark, ghostly dark, and you might be tended to want to be discouraged, but I want to encourage by letting you know that Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is still in control of Barbados. And what he wants to do is to have preeminence, not just in Barbados, but over our lives. If we will let him live in our lives and let his Holy Spirit guide and direct us, I can guarantee you we'll have a better place to live and we will be better people living in a better place. Praise the Lord. At this time, I want to ask this mighty man of God, Elder Octave, to pray for us. Elder Octave.
Blessed good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and to anyone listening to this radio program. Father, we come before you today to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you the glory. We thank you for another time and another season we can bring the word of God to those individuals who so eagerly anticipate hearing the seed sown into their lives. I pray, Father, as we bring this seed, that it will take root in fertile soil and that the kingdom of God can be manifested in their lives, that they will give God a chance to bring a spirit-filled life to them that can cause them to fully benefit from all of the stuff that they will hear us talking about. We thank you, Father, for this, and we declare it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Elder Octave. Today, I want to just welcome again these two men of God, Apostle Chris and Elder Octave. And today, Reverend Yale is absent from us today, but she's in the USA with her daughter, wonderful woman of God, great singer that God is raising in Barbados, little Becky, praise God. And she's going to take her up to start her university life. Praise God, and we thank God for her journey. We thank God for her success, and she'll come back fully qualified in music and all the other rudiments that are needed for her to be able to be a blessing to you in the kingdom of God. So we thank God for Becky, and we thank God for Reverend Gail in her absence. We thank God for her contribution to this program every Friday. Praise God. We want to continue to share as we started, and today we will be not. I don't like to use the term final, but we want to go to the last point that we're going to be sharing on, and could be shared in the last couple of weeks on several points. We started out reusing the teachings that was given to us by Professor Gary Mastoff in the USA. He's an educator for all of the Four Square churches across the world, and he was here in Barbados with us, and he took us through the powerful teachings on the spirit for life. It was so touching for us and impactful. And I felt it was important that I share it with you. And I hope by now that you are touched by it and that you feel empowered, you know, by the Holy Spirit. You feel that you want to live a life influenced by the Holy Spirit and that you want to share that with somebody who perhaps will not have heard the radio program. And so we dealt with the spirit for life, and then we dealt with Jesus as our primary example. There's no example of someone living and walking and being filled with the Spirit like the Lord Jesus Christ, fully God, but fully man on earth, filled with the Spirit of the Lord. All that he did under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And he's our primary example. And every child of God should want to be like Jesus. In fact, whatever we do according to the word of God, We're doing it through Christ because mm-hmm. He is in us and our lives are hidden in Christ. And it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives within me. So whatever we do, however we say, we should reflect Jesus and all his characteristics. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So he is our finest example of walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, being under the influence of the Spirit. And then we spoke about the Apostle Paul, how he shared on what it is to be able to live the Spirit-filled life. And the Apostle Paul, of course, in his journey from one place to the next, was always doing it going up, filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. If all of us as servants of God could use the example of the Apostle Paul, wherever we go up to Jerusalem, fill up the Spirit of God. We go up to, Bridgetown, whatever ministry we're called to do, let's do it, fill up the Holy Spirit. Praise Amen. God. And he talked about the life lived by the Spirit, how important it is. And he is a fine example as well for us to follow that he did it, and of course, he impacted our lives. It has not been an apostle like the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. And then we talked about the transformation and empowerment that comes when the Holy Spirit comes in to live and to dwell and to operate and to guide and direct our lives. When we give over totally, and we talk about the transformation that took place when the apostles, they met Jesus and he changed their lives and called them to be his own. And then after the resurrection, he came back to them. And as I said, some of us would not want to go back to men that had deserted them. But he went back to them because he knew when the Spirit came on them, their lives would have been transformed. I mean, revolutionized. And their whole trajectories were changed by the Holy Spirit coming upon them. And of course, they were empowered, transformed and empowered. Today, we're going to talk about cultivating a Spirit-filled life. To cultivate is to acquire or develop a quality or a skill. Just not sit there, but just develop. Build on it. Planting a plant and cultivating it and watching it grow and get better. And we have to cultivate every day. Do something, work towards your life that's filled with the Holy Spirit. Cultivate it, read your Bible, pray, seek God, shut off the those TikToks, cultivate a life that's Spirit filled and Spirit led. Be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to read for you like we did last week, because I believe that the Isaiah 61, 1-3 is the verse of the scripture passage that helps us to be guided. Jesus went up to the temple. He opened the Bible and he read from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. Praise God. And as the Lord anointed Jesus, he anoints us to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That is the agenda of the Holy Spirit coming upon all of us. That is his mandate. It was on Jesus, and that was his mandate, and we have to follow in the same vein, same mandate. Spirit of the Lord is upon us, but he has anointed us to. So we're not filled with the Holy Spirit to look good and to brag about how great we can sing and how great we can preach. We are supposed to carry out the mandate of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mandate that was given to us under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And we must practice that as an art. Practice it, cultivate it. Whatever we do, we must say to ourselves, I refuse to do this in the flesh. I refuse to walk in the flesh. If we have to sing, if God has called you to be a singer, you must say to yourself, I refuse to sing in the flesh. I mean, some people have a lot of talent. We have a lot of talented singers out there. We have great singers in the gospel section. We have great singers in Calypso. We have great singers all across the world. But when we come to the kingdom of God, it's not about how good you can sing. It's how you can minister and invite the presence of God, and how you can take the people that you're leading, if you're a worship leader, into the throne room of God, into the inner chamber, the Holy of Holies. And that's important. And you can only do that when you are under the influence of the Holy Spirit, when you have cultivated a life led by the Holy Spirit. And that's important. Praise God. So you're living under the Spirit's influence is important. God desires us to have a vibrant daily relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. So totally given over to the Spirit, that the life and deeds of the Spirit are obvious in all lives and everything we do, and that you and people will not see negative effects on us. I hear negative things coming out of our mouths, because that's walking in the flesh. But when we are in the Spirit, people will hear positive things, words that will change their lives, words that will encourage them. A Spirit-filled life, a life that's influenced by the Holy Spirit, it involves being baptized by the Holy Spirit. And it's not a one-time baptism. I want to say that again, like I said earlier. It's a continual baptizing of the Holy Ghost on our lives. Every day we get up. I got it this morning. I sat in the bed. I raised my hand to heaven and worship the Lord. And that's the Holy Spirit to come. And it's important for us to do that. Don't take it for granted that, you know, you're doing all these good things and you're not going to make any mistake. You know, be sure that you have the Holy Spirit's approval and whatever you're doing. Be sure you have the Holy Spirit's leading in wherever you're going. Be sure you have the Holy Spirit's guidance in what you're going to say before you say it. I'm very careful. And particularly when I'm coming up on Sunday mornings, when I'm going up to preach on Sunday mornings to my congregation, that I'm led of the Spirit. And I take no chances. I don't want to go before them and preach in the flesh. You know why? Because that congregation belongs to Jesus, not to me. He's the pastor. And the congregation, they have needs, whatever needs, varying needs. Everybody's going to have different needs. And God wants to use the word to minister to the congregation, not for me to show off and say how good I can preach. So what's important is that I seek God before I go up. I pray before I go up. And ask the Holy Ghost to come upon me so that every person in the congregation will hear the word that is applicable to their needs, because the Holy Ghost is leading me to touch on everything without me knowing. And that's what I look forward to all the time. So when I'm finished preaching, the members say, Pastor, that word is for me. And members, Pastor, that word is for me. And of course, they're all different members, but they all say, the word is for me. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was able to capture everybody's needs and problems in the word. Why? Because I'm led by the Spirit. And that's why I pray before I go. And sometimes when I get to the top, to go onto the pulpit, I'll stop. And I'll say, I'll do a check, Holy Ghost. I need you. I'm afraid to take a step to the platform without feeling the power of the Holy Spirit, without feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit. And it's not I have done anything wrong, but I want to make sure that I'm not in the flesh, but I'm walking in the Spirit, and that I'm Spirit-filled and so Spirit-led, and the sermon will be full of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the people will be touched. Yeah. So I like to cultivate that kind of life. Yeah. Live under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, we got to be careful not to grieve the Holy Spirit, though. Yeah? Because we are sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. Yeah? The Apostle Paul talks about we have believers sealed with the Spirit, choose the way to walk in the new self or fall back into old ways. Mm-hmm. We got to say we're going to walk the new way. When we come to the Lord and we save, and the Holy Ghost comes in at the point of salvation, that, as I said earlier, He comes in always. The Holy Spirit is always filling us. Fill us. You have a glass of juice now, and the glass gets empty. You don't go and take the empty glass up and start to keep drinking because it's empty. You got to refill it. Holy Ghost does refill. And God wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit every day. Praise God. Same way that grace is applied every day, and new mercies God has promised to give His church every day. Yes. God promises to His Holy Spirit to come upon us afresh every day. Wait for it. Look for it. Expect it. Cultivate it. Goodness me, I'm getting so excited. Mm-hmm. We have to live under the Spirit's influence at all times. Praise God. And never take a chance, right? And go there and yourself say, I can do this, man. I got this covered. I got this. No, you ain't got nothing. If God don't have it, you don't have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so it's important. The disciples, they tried, but they couldn't cast out devils and so because they were doing it in the flesh. When the Holy Ghost came upon them, look what happened. Look at the transformation. Their very shadows, as they walk by, heal the people. What an amazing transformation, because the Holy Ghost was there, was present. And so it's important as we cultivate a spirit filled life that we remember that Holy Ghost wants to come in. Holy Ghost wants, he wants to dwell with us. He wants to live in us. He wants to magnify himself to us. He wants to manifest his power to us. He wants to do everything to us, the church. We, the church of God, must show the world how to live in a good life, because that's what the Holy Ghost does. When we cultivate a spirit-filled life, it teaches us how to live a good life. Everybody can be out there jumping and carrying on and cussing. When I walk down the streets, and I have become very sad and sometimes very upset. When I, everywhere I turn, I hear people's mouths are so full of abusive words, foul language. And I see grandmothers walking down the streets in Bridgetown, holding grandchildren and cursing the most foul language. That's not good for a nation. That's not good when the presence of God is around. We would offend the presence of God and the Spirit of the Lord. And I know that some church people use foul language too. Some church people say, Lord, give me 5 minutes. You know, that's being in the flesh. When you cultivate a spirit-filled life, you will not ask for 5 minutes to go in the flesh, because that 5 minutes in the flesh could cause you some destruction and you could never turn back. So I want to encourage you before I hand over to Apostle Chris and Elder Octave to share for a few minutes. I want to encourage you, practice, cultivate, make it a part of your life. Make it mandatory to seek the Spirit's guidance and consultation every day to know that the Spirit is guiding you. If you're going to make a phone call, say to yourself, is this phone call, am I doing this in the flesh? Because I mean, we all get angry. Jesus was angry, yes? And we can get angry and get in the flesh too. So we got to say, I'm making this phone call, but I can call and tell him off. Before you do that, ask the Lord to hold you back, guide you, give you the words to say. Because the very words that you say could cause that person's life to be changed, you know, in the Spirit. Cultivate that kind of culture to be able to be guided and directed by the Holy Spirit in all that you do and all that you say. Apostle Chris, praise God.
This is huge. Thank you, Apostle. Such a wonderful privilege for us to speak to this important subject, spirit-filled life. Without doubt, we all need to experience this great reality in our lives, where the Spirit of God will come into our lives and lead us and feed us and guide us and direct us and what we should or should not do. Quite frankly, without the Spirit of God in our lives, we will revert to all kinds of things. We revert to all kinds of matters. We add all kinds of crazy things in our body, alcohol, rum, vodka, you name it. We just throw it in and just water.
Rum spirit.
And then drink so much that afterward the thing drink them. And along with that is the whole combination of worldly and simple things that will not last for eternity. We know in the concept of God's word, man is spirit, has a soul and dwell in the body. Man's a spirit. God created man, spirit, soul, and body. The Lord breathed something into this thing they made, and it became a living soul. Without that, man is nothing.
Sure.
What we cannot do in our lives is continue, and I want to speak to all of you who are listening to us today, because what we are observing around us is that most people spend all their attention on feeding the physical, feeding the flesh. What my emotions say, what my jaw face says, lay out. I want to express myself without thinking of the consequences. Words have meaning. Words have consequences. Words are powerful. You cannot waste them. And you have to know exactly where you are and what's the right thing to say. Mm-hmm. Because the right thing will keep you alive. When you select the wrong path, the wrong words to use, you open yourself to a whole another world of confusion that you have no control over. You are at the mercies. We are at the mercies of those powers that affect us when we're not led by God. We understand from Scripture that God is in control. We have a devil that we have to contend with because Adam and Eve experienced it. And since Adam and Eve experienced it, we will all continue to experience that. As long as you come in this world, you'll be confronted with demonic forces. The devil who wants to change that equation in your life, who wants to change your destination. And you have to, in the initial stage, it's important that our parents help us along that path. And what we see around the world today is the absence of what parenting means to be. Because we're not telling our children the right things. We're giving them what they want, not what they need.
Yeah.
And the worst thing in the world you could take is what you want, is what you need. We need Jesus. We need a spirit-filled life to take us to our next destination.
That's so wonderful. And I hope what God is doing as we share today. Elder Octave, would you share, please?
Good morning again, my brothers and sisters. As we speak on the word cultivate the spirit, what comes to my mind is I have a sawsop tree at home. It's growing, but needed help. There were some areas where there were dry branches, so I pruned it, cut off the branches, sprayed the area around it for the ants and other bugs and stuff like that. Today, I see my tree has about 9 little heads coming up. It needed help. We are here in the same manner. We have to be pruned by the Spirit. We have to drop off the unforgiveness, the step out of, Lord, give me the 5 minutes mentality. You're grieving the Holy Spirit, and He's here to prune you because He's going to cut off all of those things that stopped you from growing. He has given you every tool you need in the Word of God. All you have to do is allow Him to prune you. It may not feel good. It may not look good, but trust me, it is good for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, you finished already.
Please.
I say also that there are some advantages to having living a spirit-filled life. Praise God. You walk in power and authority. The disciples at one point could not heal anybody, could not cast out the devil. But after they got the Holy Spirit and they were walking in the Spirit-filled life.
And they yielded to the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
They yielded because He will only work through who yielded to Him.
Yes.
That young man was there at the gate from the time he was born. Over 40 years. He got healed instantly. Advantage. There's somebody waiting for your walk.
Mm-hmm.
So you know to have a Spirit-filled life to come and touch them. Somebody in the village wants some prayer, but you're not ready. God wants to ready you, cultivate the spirit-filled life, and go touch somebody. There's an advantage to being in the spirit-filled life, living the spirit-filled life. It unleashes the power of the Holy Spirit on you and through you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It gives you freedom and release. Whereas you hold back, you don't have the strength, you don't know if you can do it. When you are under the influence of the Holy Spirit and you're living a spirit-filled life, you go where man can't normally go. You're able to sit and do things that you couldn't do before because you were in yourself. But when the Holy Ghost comes, He empowers you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an advantage. Praise God. You're able to walk in a place of honor and praise, not for yourself to be glorified. But when people see God in you, they'll say, that's a man of God. That's a woman of God. Mm-hmm. You know,
it
pays to walk before God in the Spirit and to cultivate a Spirit-filled life. We thank God for all of you listening. If you're a minister, if you're a young Christian, if you're in worship, I pray today that you will cultivate your spirit-filled life. Every time you take that microphone to lead the people into worship, I pray that you be led by the Holy Spirit. Every time you take the microphone to preach the word of God, I pray that you be led by the Holy Spirit and that you will impact those that hear you. You will impact those that you're leading into worship. And even in your village, when you open your mouth, you will impact because you're leading a spirit-filled life. I Amen. Thank God for you today. And I bless God for your life being turned around. We calibrate it. I bless God for the Holy Ghost falling upon you, filling you with His power, and causing you to be able to touch lives that you couldn't touch before. In Jesus' name, I want to take a few seconds, minutes, to give special thanks to our sponsors. We're giving much thanks and praise to God for them, the Nature Isles Landscape. They're very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and your properties. I can testify to that. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Their contact information is 436 47 533 436 4753. Also, I would love to hear from you if you're touched today. If you feel the need to call us or pray or whatever, you can please let us know how this program has impacted you. Give us a call at the office, 422-2512 or 432-6479. I'll repeat that for your benefit. 422-2512 or 432-6479. We would love to hear from you anytime. Praise God. And remember, if you have to drive all the way down to Rockdown, 4th Avenue, people will say to you, we have Elder Octave lives in St. Philip.
Amen.
He's been here several years, over 15 years. We have people coming from every parish in Barbados. When people ask them, why are you going so far down there? You always say to them, the church that's alive is the thrive. And that's not just a cliche. I tell you that it's reality. When you come, if it's one thing that you will feel, the presence of God and the glory of God and the Holy Spirit in operation and the people excited in worship.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Telling God how much they love him. Going to the altar during worship, crying, pouring their hearts to him. You know, unafraid, unabashed in worship, clamorously foolish in worship. That's how we worship the Lord. So I am pleased to invite you to come down and visit with us. And then after church, for the last, we're celebrating 30 years as a ministry. And for the last 30 years or so, we've always served complimentary lunch right after church. So if you come to us, you don't have to cook before you come. So just get your clothes on and get in your car or get your bus and come to us. And you can be guaranteed you'll go downstairs and have a wonderful meal cooked by experienced, fully qualified chefs who work at hotels on the West Coast. So God bless you so much. Thanks for listening. We declare that you will hear the word of God, you will respond to the word of God, and you will live a spirit-filled life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.